Today, we'd like to see the title of Always Pray in the book of Luke, chapter 18, verses 1 to 17, to online with people through MP3 or a YouTube channel on the earth. We'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1, then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. What does it mean in this context? And how can we practice this? Question two, in verses 11 and 12, the Pharisee stood and prayed this with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector, I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. What are problems of this prayer, and how can we apply it to our life? Question 3, in verse 17, assuredly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. What kind of the little child's heart could we learn from here? In the last time, in the chapter 17, Jesus taught that day when Jesus returns after the last days near to that day. Then today, verses 1 to 8, about always pray without fainting. Verses 9 to 14, about the Pharisee and publicans' prayers. The last part, 15 up to 17, little children's hearts. Now, verses 1 to 8, always pray without fainting. Then Jesus spoke a parable. Parable is a simple story to explain a truth. To them, that men always ought to pray, or should always pray. Pray to whom? To God, in fellowship with God, and waiting for his answer. God's answer, yes, or no, or wait. Or for God's direction, but not vain repetitions. Prayer, quality, not quantity. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6 to 7. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, or as the non-believers do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Prayer, quality, not quantity. Then here, not lose heart, or not to faint. Not lose heart to trust God, or to lose faith in God. In verse 8, in this context, Jesus said, really find the faith on the earth. So lose heart, or to faint meaning, so lose faith in God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 up to 18, explain losing heart. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day, or sanctified. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, even if Jesus, the Lord, doesn't answer quickly, so that is the moment waiting on the Lord, is working for us far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Then verse 2, saying, there was in certain city a judge who did not fear God, a judge who had no holy fear to God, or not honor God. That is, this judge was an unbeliever, or a pagan judge, or a heathen judge, who did not fear God, nor regard man, nor respect a neighbor, lacking the fear of God, leads to the lack of respect for a neighbor. While love God without competitive with any others leads to love of a neighbor. Matthew chapter 22, verses 37, 40. Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. If you love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, you would keep the word of God, which is God's law as well. So watch the abstract term toward concrete term from heart, soul, mind, in that way, all. So if you love God with 100% mind, soul, heart, that agape love overflows to your neighbor. Neighbor is whoever needs your help. That's your neighbor, including non-Christian as well. Verse 3, now there is a widow. Widow, an example of one of the least neighbors, like the fatherless or the poor. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 2, to rob the needy of justice and to take what is right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey and that may rob the fatherless. Fatherless, in other words, open. Zechariah chapter 7, 10, do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the alien or the poor. Let none of you plan evil in his heart against his brother. Exodus chapter 22, verse 22. You shall not afflict any widow or a fatherless child. James chapter 1, verse 27. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. So a widow, one example of one of the least neighbors. In that city, and she came to him, saying, get justice, or avenge me for me from my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward, after she left from him, he said within himself, he said by himself, though I do not fear God nor regard man, verse 5, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. So I will get justice for her, not to bother me anymore by her continuing coming on me. Then verse 6, then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. That is in verse 5, I will avenge her. Verse 7, and shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him? How much more will God hear his children's always prayers or supplication to him? though he bears long with them. Sometimes God's delay in the answer of a prayer has always his purpose. For example, Hannah was not pregnant for a long time, but through always a prayer, she had Samuel and dedicated him to God before his birth. He became the priest and the prophet of the nation of Israel. So 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 26 up to 28, Hannah said, "O my Lord, as your soul lives, my Lord, I am the woman who stood by you here praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore, I also have lent him or dedicated him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord." Watch it. God molded her heart to be tuned to the Holy Spirit or God's purpose. Verse 8, "I tell you that he will avenge them speedily." Sometimes the Lord answered instantly. For example, Luke chapter 17, verse 14, which we studied. "So when Jesus saw them, Jesus said to 10 lepers, 'Go show yourselves to the priest.' And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. While they went to the priest in order to show their the leprosy part, that time they were cleansed instantly. When the Son of Man comes, that day he returns on earth after the last days near to that day." Last day, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, 13. "But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves." First, lovers of themselves, self-lovers. Second, lovers of money. Then boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Then verse 13, "But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." So in that way, really find the face on the earth when upon our prayer, God does not answer as we expect. Would we lose a heart to trust God? That's a question to us. So we still keep on prayer in the fellowship with the Lord, in the intimate relationship with the Lord. Then is waiting on the Lord, God's direction. Then verses 9 up to 14, another parable about the Pharisee and publican's prayer. Verse 9, "Also Jesus spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous." So trusted themselves, not God. Then meaning the lovers of themselves, based upon they were righteous, self-righteousness, not God's righteousness through faith. Romans chapter 1, verse 17, "For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from face to face, as it is written, 'The just or the righteous person shall live by faith.'" So here, self-righteousness, so they believe by themselves. Despite the others, the lover himself leads to look down his neighbors. Verse 10, "Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other publican or tax collector. Then verse 11. The Pharisee stood and prayed this with himself, prayed by himself, either orally, public prayer, or silently, personal prayer. God prayed always to God, even if a public prayer, the praying to God, although the praying person maker other public understand what he or she said. I thank you that I am not like other men. So how, by comparison, I am like other men. I am better than other men, such as extortioners or robbers, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector right there. What for? Self-righteousness. His heart is the love of himself. Verse 12. I fast twice a week. Fast to whom? To God. In times of sorrow, or to be tuned to the Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 6, verse 18. So that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father, fasting to God the Father, who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Fast to God the Father, not to man. Luke chapter 5, 34-35. Jesus said to them, can you make the friends of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them, but the days of sorrow will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, then they will fast in those days. Also, the fasting tuned to the Holy Spirit or God's direction. Book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, now separate to me Barnabas and Saul, sent out missionaries for the work to which I have called them. So they are waiting for the Holy Spirit direction. Matthew chapter 17, verse 21. Here, the power of the Holy Spirit. However, this kind to cast away devils does not go out except by prayer and fasting. So, here, fasting's to God. So here, for fasting, for self-righteousness. So not is to God, self-righteousness. Not purpose in times of sorrow, or to be tuned to the Holy Spirit. Here, the purpose, self-righteousness. Give a tithe. Tithe, the lovers of God, give a tithe to God. But all the vice versa is not true. Because of his tithe for self-righteousness, here pride rather than money or power. So lover of himself rather than love of God. Luke chapter 11, verse 42. Jesus said, woe to you Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs and pass by justice and the love of God, simply meaning those is a fruit in order to give 10% to God, not following by justice, maybe some, you know, dirty hand, you know, kind thing, justice, and the love of God. So they missed the love of God. These you ought to have done. First, your heart is there without leaving the others undone. Then tithe. Tither must be consistent with tither person's heart over love of God. Then verse 13, and the tax collector standing afar off would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. We, as children of God, also need his mercy. in order to be more like Jesus, the perfect. So until we meet the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven, we're still shorter than the standard of Jesus, the perfectness, by death or by rapture. Then in verse 14, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified. This man, meaning tax collector, publican, justified, rather than the other. The other is Pharisee. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled or abased. And he who humbles himself will be exalted. Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. Pride goes before destruction. In other words, pride followed by destruction. And haughty spirit, or arrogant spirit, before a fall. Arrogant spirit followed by a fall. James chapter 4, 10. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord will lift you up. Then Luke chapter 9, verse 23-24. Then Jesus said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, or let him humble himself, and take up his cross daily, his particular personal calling, daily, and follow me. Example, our standard, the perfect, the Jesus, follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. Also, John the Baptist said, John chapter 3, verse 30, I love this verse, one of favorite verses, he must increase, but I must decrease. Amen. Then verses 15 up to 17, that's actual happening, actual event. Little children's heart or mind. Then they also brought infants to Jesus that Jesus might touch them. In Jewish custom, even today, parents brought their children to rabbis for blessings. But when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. Disciples, in good faith, likely thought that Jesus' ministry was more important than his blessing upon children. Verse 16, but Jesus called them to him and said, let the little children come to me and do not forbid them. Why? That one, next one. But another synoptical gospel, Mark, a little expresses Jesus' feeling. Mark chapter 10, verse 14. But when Jesus saw it, Jesus was greatly displeased and said to them, let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of a certainty is the kingdom of God. So, because the kingdom of God is of the little children, the kingdom of God belongs to the little children's hearts or minds. Verse 17, assuredly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child or a little child's heart, soul, mind, that is humble heart or a simple heart or a pure heart. Matthew chapter 18, verse 32-5, Jesus explained. Jesus said, assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is a synonym of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven is a location. The kingdom of heaven where the God sits. So that is the kingdom of God. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. who have received one little child like this in my name receives me. Also, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, but I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so much complicatedness, so your mind may be corrupted from the simplicity, simple heart, that is in Christ. But NIV, English Standard Version, translates simplicity, sincere and pure devotion. Living Bible, pure, simple devotion. So here Jesus, you should have a mind, soul, heart to be humble, simple, pure, or dedicated. But here not indicated immaturity. Another one, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 20, brethren, do not be children in understanding. However, in malice is babies, in a little child, so immature. Malice, which meaning is evil, intention, evil mind, but in understanding, be mature. So here is indicating the children's simple heart, pure heart, dedicate, or humble heart. Okay, let's see each question answer in verse 1. Then Jesus spoke a parable to them, that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. What does it mean in this context? Which meaning in the fellowship with the Lord, you keep on in a prayer. So without, you know, vain repetition. So not losing heart meaning, or not to faint, which means not losing heart to trust God. So keep on faith in this context. How can we practice this? So we as meditating on God's word and Bible study, you know, daily, because daily spiritual food, we pray, always prayer and supplication in the Spirit in that way. In verses 11 and 12, the Pharisee stood and prayed this with himself, God, I thank you that I am like other men, extortioner, unjust adulterer, or even as this tax collector, I fast twice a week, I give tithes of all that I possess. What are problems this prayer? Problems is a matter of heart. The Pharisee's heart problem is self-righteousness, the love of himself rather than love of God. Also here is a fasting to God, not, you know, for self-righteousness. So that's a problem. Tithes also to God, not, you know, for self-righteousness or lift himself. That's a problem. How can you apply it to our life? So our life, perhaps, if you in time of sorrow, or you need to really focus on the spiritual work or spiritual direct, spiritual power, so you may fast, you know, with the prayer. And tithes is if you love God, you know, cheerfully, you give it to God, not to man, not to any organization, to God, you know, in that way. That way, we can apply. Question 3, in verse 17, assuredly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter. What kind of the little child's heart could we learn from here? Little child's heart is here humble and simple, pure, sincere, and dedicate, not rather than immature heart. So let's just sing song all together on bulletin.